The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Gospel of John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered them and said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This evening we are blessed to celebrate with Jim and Lillian Ronahan their 50th wedding anniversary. And so congratulations to them. We'll give them a little blessing this evening after communion. Also this morning, if you were interested, Brother George Hubble, who of course is a monk of St. Gregory's Abbey and a son of this parish, he grew up here with the Hubble family, he celebrated 25 years of religious profession today. So say a prayer for him and remember the monks as well in your prayers this day. What can we do to accomplish the works of God? This was the question, or is the question, of the Israelites who are begging Jesus to give them the bread that lasts forever. The answer given to them by Jesus is this: believe. Believe in the one he sent. Belief in Jesus is how we move toward redemption, forgiveness, toward eternal life. Jesus has come into the world to show us the way to the eternal Father. Jesus is the life. He is the truth. He is the true and everlasting God. A couple of weeks ago now, over 50,000 Catholics gathered in Indianapolis, one of the largest Catholic gatherings in many, many years, for what they called a Eucharistic Congress. The faithful who gathered turned in faith and trust toward our Eucharistic Lord at Holy Mass and in adoration. During their several days in Indianapolis, they prayed, they worshiped, and they came together as the Church of Jesus to say one thing: I believe. I believe in the Lord who is with us. Many people who attended this historic event, they made remarks like this: Jesus and the Holy Spirit are truly present and changing lives. Or they spoke more personally. They said something like, I didn't want to be here, but I came and Jesus changed my life. Just a short time after this, in rather stark contrast to the Eucharistic Congress, as you may have seen or heard, Jesus was mocked publicly in a crude depiction of the Last Supper scene from the Gospels. And if you know what I'm talking about, there is understandably great outrage in the wake of this event. And it leaves us to ask many questions, like, how do we respond to this? How do we respond to public displays of mockery of our Christian and Catholic faith? How do we respond? I think the first response that we have is, and must have always, is prayer. Prayer must be how we respond to every trial, persecution, or even personal struggle with sin. We have to go to Jesus in prayer. We pray that God will be praised and adored. We pray for the strengthening of our faith and love of God. We pray for mercy and that more hearts will turn toward the truth of Jesus. Also, we turn to worship, the worship of God in the Eucharist. Our liturgical life in the church always responds for us. And we turn to Jesus and say, I trust in you. For example, this Sunday and for the next three Sundays, we will be hearing from John's Gospel, John chapter 6. Of course, if you know your scriptures and you know the importance of this gospel and this chapter, John chapter 6 is where we hear what's called the Bread of Life discourse, where Jesus teaches his followers about the Eucharist. This is providential. We have this great gathering of Catholics around our Eucharistic Lord, followed by a mockery of our faith using the Last Supper scene. And so the church responds providentially to teach us again about the centrality and importance of the Eucharist, of our faith in God, of the Holy Mass that we celebrate. If people do not understand how important our belief in Jesus and the Eucharist is, then the church teaches us and helps us to meditate on this great Eucharistic gospel. The church and Jesus our Lord has been mocked and spit on and ignored and persecuted and forgotten all throughout history. This is not new. Being a Christian is not supposed to be easy. It is the cross. It is always the cross. And if we do not embrace the cross, we do not understand our faith. And so again, how do we respond? We should defend our faith, especially when it is attacked or mocked or misunderstood when anybody needs to know more about the truth of Jesus, we should be willing to tell them. But our ultimate response to anything like this in our life, in history, is always the same as Jesus responded to those who were at the foot of the cross. Our response is the same as Jesus from the cross. What did he say when he looked down from the cross? "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing." Our response is mercy. We respond with forgiveness, with a willingness to proclaim the truth of Jesus. We respond with love, never hate, with charity, never anger, with the truth, with the truth of the gospel, not condemnation. We cannot accept lies, mockery, and evil. We proclaim the truth. We proclaim the love of God. We proclaim Jesus. This experience points us even more to the need for a new evangelization. One that is never afraid to say, "Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Savior of the world." What can we do to accomplish the works of God, is what they ask Jesus. What can I do, Lord, to accomplish your works in this life? Here are some things you can do. Talk about your love of Jesus and the church to others. Never in a judgmental way, but in such a way that people see our seriousness regarding faith, church, belief, and knowledge of Jesus. We can pray for and with each other. Gather together for Bible study, for prayer groups, for opportunities to grow in faith. If you're saying, "Well, there's no groups, Father," start one. Start one. No one's stopping you. Defend. We can defend the faith, but we do it with charity. Because we don't want to toss anybody aside. We want to bring them in. Bring them to the Lord. We want to accompany people and, in God's grace, help them to see that Jesus loves them. Jesus loves us all. Jesus, we believe in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.